In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. What I've been thinking about today, you know, we who love the Lord, things sometimes go wrong. Have you noticed it? That things go wrong and you say, you know, why? Why? I remember being driving to Saugus. That's when the WROL program was in Saugus. And I remember being in back of a garbage truck. And I had nothing to say that day. But the Lord says, I want you to tell my people. I want you to tell my people that I can take garbage, bad things, and I can bring good out of them. You know, this whole experience of life is what I'm talking about. Bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen to good people. But you know what? To those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. I remember when I left teaching, I had no idea where I was going. And I was really, really afraid that I would be left out and I would not have a job. And I remember the first day of school, I was in my car and the bells were ringing in the school because we live near a school. And I remember thinking I made the biggest mistake. I quit. I should be in school with the kids. That was a real hard time in my life. But you know what? Because of it, I went into the seminary. Because God was calling me another way. That all the pain of not going into school that day worked together for the good because I love the Lord. It's anyone who loves the Lord. Anyone who loves the Lord, all things work together for the good to those who love him. That's just real. That's just real. You know, you might be poverty stricken, but I'm going to tell you this. Faith always works. Don't forget to tithe to the Lord, to give your tenth. God knows how to increase it. God knows, but I lost my job. Yes, you lost your job, but you know what? God knows how to provide for you because he's God Almighty. All things work together for the good to those who love him. And that's real. I'm reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 9. And the patriarchs moved with envy and sold Joseph into Egypt. The next line is everything. But God was with Joseph. God was with Joseph and delivered him out of all his affliction and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. I tell you, God was with Joseph. Joseph never complained when he was sold into slavery. Joseph never complained when he was in prison. God was with Joseph. And somehow God was going to work all things together for the good to those who love him. You read the Joseph cycle. Never once does Joseph complain. I wrote in my Bible, Joseph, there is no record of your complaining. No record of your complaining. But God was with Joseph, and he became the provider to the sons of Jacob when he was in Egypt because they had food and Israel had no food, and they went to Joseph. You know what the Bible says? Go to Joseph. Go to Joseph. And they went to Joseph. They didn't realize it was their brother. God was with Joseph. Do you know what? The Lord is with you. If you love him today, I'm telling you, the Lord is with you. He is not far from you. But it doesn't feel that way. You know, it doesn't feel a lot of things, but the Lord is with you, and He will bring good out of what you have gone through if you place your trust in Him. If you place your trust in Him, trust the Lord, trust Him, believe that God somehow, through His Holy Spirit, is going to bring good out of what you're going through. He's going to bring good out of what you're going through. How many people have told me of their dilemmas? How many people have told me of their dilemmas? And you know what I say? Let's accept the dilemma and let's ask God to enter into the dilemma. First we accept it, and then we ask the Lord to enter into the dilemma. And God uses it, and He brings good out of bad. You know that book, you know, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? The book says, because God has no power. That's a lie. Why do bad things happen to good people? They call it life. But to those who have faith, all things work together for the good to those who love Him. They call it life. Bad things happen to good people. It was like that. It always will be like that. When Paul was under house arrest, he was under house arrest by the Romans. You know, that was a bad thing. But you know what? His most beautiful writings came when he was in prison. That was the good that came out of it. The letter to the Ephesians, the letter to the Philippians, the letter to the Colossians. Yes, while Paul was in prison, he didn't deserve prison, but they put him in prison. And I tell you, God worked that together for the good, because Paul loved Jesus Christ and loved the Father. And let me also tell you, He worked it for the good for us, because we can open our Bibles to Colossians, Ephesians, and Philippians and see the perfect will of God through someone who was under house arrest. God works all things together for the good to those who love Him, and to those who are called to His purpose, and to those who live by faith. Are you living by faith today, you know? Are you living by faith today? Or are you just waiting for the rapture? Please. I call it the rupture, because before the rapture, there's going to be a rupture. And you know, only the people that hold on to Jesus, they're the ones that are going to survive. You know, I've noticed that so many lights have gone out. Lights that God used to bring great things to Christian people and Catholic people, many lights have gone out. Father Carapi, wonderful preacher, his light has gone out. We don't hear from him anymore. Why? Because of his life, they found that he was living a double life. I'm not here to condemn Father Carapi. I'm just saying that light is out. That light is out. He used to be on the radio. He used to be on television. He was there bringing light to people. That light is out. Benedict Groeschel was on television. You know, he's not there anymore because he said something that was foolish. But you know what? He is a holy man. So we all say foolish things. But that light is out. He's no longer on television anymore. He's no longer, I'm telling you, lights are going out one after another. Lights are going out one after another. And we need to be that light. I tell you, Jesus is the lighthouse. Jesus is the lighthouse. And He calls His people to be light. Doesn't He say, you are the light of the world? You are the light of the world. And as lights go out, I'm telling you, He is calling us to be light in a dark world, in a world that does not know Him, in a world that does not worship Him. You are a light. The Lord has made you the light, a light, borrowed light, but a light. Let me tell you this, my friends. Whatever you're going through, as bad as it is, it's blown up in your face. You don't deserve it. Things are really hard. Things are really rocky. You don't know if you're going to make it. I'm telling you, embrace it and tell the Lord. I put Romans 8:28 to this. To those who love you and I love you, all things work together for the good. Even this will work together for the good because I love you. I love you, Lord, and because I love you, you're going to work this together for the good, just as you worked Joseph's imprisonment for the good, because the Lord was with Joseph. And do you know this today? The Lord is with you. Do you know that today? That he's with you, that he's for you, that he's not against you, that he made a covenant in the precious blood of Jesus that you would always be his. He doesn't cut us out. We cut ourselves out. He says to you today, I am with you always, even unto the consummation of the earth. I am with you, and I am going to bring good out of all the bad and all the evil that has befallen you. But you've got to give it to me first. You've got to give it to me first. You don't give it to him, I'm going to tell you, it'll just rot. You know, I tell you that we can learn from the farmer. What does the farmer do? He gets dung, and he uses the dung in the earth. And what happens to the dung? It becomes fertilizer for the corn, or for the wheat, or for the blueberries, or for whatever. But when he got it, it was only dung. It was horse manure. It was pig manure, whatever it was. But what does that manure do? It fertilizes the ground. And what happens? A crop is yielded because of the fertilizer. Now, I'm going to tell you, if he got that fertilizer and put it on his face and rubbed it, he'd get sick and die. But what he did was he put that fertilizer into the ground, and he tossed the ground, and he pitchforked the ground, and he did what he needed to do with the ground, and that dung becomes fertilizer. That all the bad things you are experiencing can become fertilizer in your life, you know, because then you'll know about other people. You'll have compassion for other people because you've gone through it and you've seen God work it out for the good because you love him. Don't use the fertilizer and put it on your face and say, why me? That's not fair. Okay, I'm going to admit it's not fair. I'm not talking about fairness. I'm talking about faith. Are you going to allow God to use that manure and change it into fertilizer? Are you going to allow God to take that experience that you have gone through and are going through and use it for fertilizer? Are you going to allow God to do that? You know, or are you just going to just sit there and say, you know, it's not fair? Okay, I admit it's not fair. I'm not talking about fair. It wasn't fair that they put Joseph in prison. It wasn't fair that they put Paul in a house arrest. It wasn't fair. But you know what? God works all things together for those who love him. And it's not about fairness. It's about faith. It's about faith. Bad things do happen to good people. That's just the way it is. Bad things do happen to good people. But what do we do with the bad things when they happen? That's the issue. What do we do with the bad things when they happen? Do we embrace them and apply them to the blood of Jesus, apply them to Romans 8:28, to those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good? Or do we just take the bad things and say, oh, a cloud follows my head. Wherever I go, there's a cloud. Wherever I go, there's a cloud. Let me tell you, God works all things together for the good to those who love him. I know women who have had abortions. Is there anything worse than having abortion? Let me tell you, they are the greatest pro-life people today because they've embraced it. They did what they needed to do, and they embraced what they did. And God came. God came. God came. They embraced it, and they applied Romans 8:28. This is real. This is real. Let me tell you, it's real. There's nothing worse than an abortion. I'm going to tell you that. But when people embrace it, I'm going to tell you, and they apply Romans 8:28 to it, things begin to happen. Things begin to happen. God works all things together for the good to those who love him. I remember the story of Carol Everett. That's who I've been thinking of. Carol Everett was an owner of an abortion mill, And, you know, this man came in to wash her windows, and he happened to be a Christian, and he knew what kind of a place this was, that they killed children. And, you know, he began to talk to her about Jesus and about tithing. She says, I tithe my money. And he began to talk to her about Jesus and about Jesus and about Jesus. And, you know, the light of God started to surround her heart, and she gave up the whole business. And she's the most pro-life person that you'd ever want to meet. Look her up in the Google, Carol Everett. Carol Everett. Listen to her testimony. It's powerful. It's powerful. She used to run abortion mills, but now God has worked that, even that, for the good to those who love him. I'm going to tell you, nothing is so bad that God cannot change and work it together for the good. Nothing, nothing, nothing. But again, it takes faith. It takes perseverance. It just doesn't happen. You've got to believe that the Lord is going to enter into this after you've embraced it. After you've embraced it. And then you begin to see what God knows how to do. Yes, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He healed my mind. He saved me just in time. Yes, just in time. Let me tell you, whatever you're going through, I take empathy with what you're going through. Embrace it. Give it over to the Lord and see Romans 8:28 working. God works all things together for the good to those who love him. Will it happen in a day? It might. Will it happen in a week? It might. Will it happen in a month? It might. Will it happen in a year? It might. I just know God knows how to work these things for the good. Because you know why? Because he is wedded to us. He is wedded to us through the blood of the Lamb. He is wedded to the church through the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. If you are a believer today and rotten things have been happening in your life and you're taking those rotten things and putting it on your face, take it off your face and put it in the ground of your being and say, Lord, I hold you to your word. You're going to work this together for the good because you know why? Because I love you. I love you. I love you. You see, the Lord knows how to change things, but he doesn't change things until we embrace them and turn them over to him and forget about them. Because you know what? We could all be sitting here complaining. Oh, yes, I'm here complaining. I don't deserve this, and I don't deserve that, and I don't deserve the other thing. But you want to know what? Whether you deserve it or not, you had it. And Joseph, there is no record of your complaining. No record of your complaining. So you want to do a little complaining? You can even complain for a day. But after the day, I want you to just embrace it and give it over to Jesus, okay? Give it over to Jesus and ask him to bring good out of the mess, out of the manure, that he would fertilize the ground of your being through the rotten things that happen to you. Okay, it's not fair. It's not fair that they dismissed you from the job. It's not fair. I'm telling you, it's not fair. Embrace it. God has a better job for you. That's just the way it is. God has but you've got to trust him. You've got to trust him in this, you know. Don't live in it's not fair land. You know why? Because you'll never get out of it. You admit it's not fair, and then you embrace it and say, Lord, I challenge you with Romans 8:28, to those who love you, all things are going to work out together for the good. And Lord, I believe it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm embracing it and giving it over to you. Now, my friends, this is something that what you call life. How many people on the radio speak about life, really life? This is life. This is life. You know, I'll never forget when my father lost his job. He was like a man that was completely lost. Oh, yes, he was completely lost. And, you know, he didn't know what to do. You know, he had been painting since he was 13 years old, and his new boss fired him. My poor father, you know, he didn't know how to give it over to God. He didn't know how to give it over to God. He started his own little business and charged people almost nothing for what he did, but he didn't know how to give it over to God. And you know, it destroyed him. It destroyed him. Don't let circumstances destroy you. Remember what Catherine Kuhlman would say every day. As long as God is still on the throne and hears and answers prayer, and he does, everything is going to be all right. I'll say it again. The woman of God would be there every day on WROL at 11 o'clock as long as God is still on the throne. And you know what? He hasn't abdicated the throne. As long as God is still on the throne and hears and answers prayer, everything is going to be all right. But you've got to trust in him. You've got to trust in him. You've got to say, you know, Lord, I never would have chosen this. And that's true. But it has chosen me. That's true. So today I'm embracing it. Under the blood of Jesus, I'm embracing this misery. I'm embracing this unfairness. I'm embracing this losing my job. I'm embracing not having enough money. And I'm asking you to enter into it. I'm asking you to apply Romans 8:28 to it. To those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. This is so simple, but you know what? It's practical. And our faith is as practical as getting up in the morning. It's practical. Our faith is as practical about putting gas in your automobile. Our faith is practical. It's practical. But who does it? You know, again, I give you a whole day to complain about the things that have happened to you that you don't deserve. But after the day, you're going to embrace it and you're going to give it to the Lord. And you don't, you know, you've been carrying it too long. So why don't we embrace it now? Pray with me. Lord, I embrace this misery. Lord, I embrace this misery. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it, but I embrace it. But I embrace it, and I turn it over to you. I turn it over to you, and I apply Romans 8:28 to it. And I apply Romans 8:28 to it, that to those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. Now, Lord, just show up and let this misery work for the good. Let me tell you the worst thing that ever happened. The worst thing that ever happened was the crucifixion of Jesus. The worst thing. There was nothing that could even top that or come near that. The Son of God absorbing the sins of the world on the cross of Jesus Christ, that was the worst thing that ever happened. But as a result, it brought salvation to you and to me when he rose from the dead, when he died, was buried, and rose from the dead. That's the worst thing. And you know what? God worked that together for the good. God worked Joseph's imprisonment together for the good to those who love him. It's always like that. Remember what Joseph said? No, what the Bible said about Joseph, God was with Joseph. And you know, I want you to say this, God is with me. God is with me. Today, God is with me. And everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right by the grace of the living God. By the grace of the living God. I want to pray the Angelus, because it's a beautiful prayer. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And the Bible says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, proclaiming the word of God. Let the fertilizer go into the ground of your being and let God bring good out of all this miseria, out of all this misery that you don't deserve, but embrace it and give it over to the Lord. Listen, if we are to continue with practical talks like this based on the Bible, oh hallelujah, based on the Bible, I need to hear from you. You get blessed by these broadcasts. Well, you need to bless us. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I'm not selling anything. I'm not saying this is something I'm selling, holy water, and if you just give me $3, this water will be a blessing to know. I'm not into selling things. I'm not a hawker. I'm not a hawker. I'm here to preach the Word of God. And if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and you know if it is, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. If you've never written to me, today's the day. How much do I send? Listen, you ask the Lord. You ask the Lord and do whatever He tells you. If He says, send me a dollar, you send me a dollar. You know, you ask the Lord, how much do I send Father Tom? And then listen. Listen to His voice. Listen to His voice because He speaks. Do you know that He speaks? His name is Jesus, the Word made flesh. All things work together for the good, even the things that have blown up in your face. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.